We are now joined by our guests, Pauline Jennings and Michael Johnson from the Northfield Arts Guild. How are you two doing today?
Good. Thanks, Ryan.
Good. I think we've talked about this before. Is it now just officially the Guild, or is it still Northfield Arts Guild? It is just the Guild.
It's both.
Now. Okay, so both. We'll just go with both, right?
Depends if you're local or not. You
know? That's true. Well,
and it also depends on if you're writing that down like in an email.
Yeah.
You would then not write Northfield Arts Guild. You'd just say the Guild.
Right. It's easier. It's always like if it's for official purposes versus if you're just casually talking about it.
If you want to call us the NAG, you can still do that.
Yeah. You will not get in trouble from us.
There you go. Sounds good. How are you two doing today?
Doing well.
Good.
A little nervous about tomorrow's weather.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, Michael, especially you're coming from Minneapolis every day, so that is going to be interesting.
My partner's pressured me to stay home.
So yeah. I'm trying to it wouldn't be a bad day to do it.
I think if you can work from home, do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I mean, it's not only you, but everybody else on the roads. We don't need you on the roads unless you have to be.
But exactly.
I have a gig tomorrow night up in Findlay, so I'm just wondering if it's going to get canceled. So.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting day, to say the least. But for the moment, it's nice and beautiful.
It is gorgeous today.
There you go. And speaking of great things, what are we having at the Guild this month?
Oh, we have a lot of great stuff coming up. First of all, we had our third 411 concert with Thomasina Petrus and Natalia Trevino, who opened for Thomasina this past Sunday, and it was absolutely fabulous. And we have our last 411 concert called The Singer's Voice. There's four in the series, and the fourth one is coming up in April. And if you saw any of the first three, you'll know how fabulous Dan Chouinard is, who's the host and the accompanist for the evening.
Right.
And the Singer's Voice is the name of the 411 series, which is a reboot of Dan's series that he did at the Dakota for 6 years in the 90s, and I loved it. And I thought it was so wonderful because what he does is he prompts the singer to tell stories from their childhood and their career, and then they kind of match up a song with that era in the singer's life. So you get to know them. You get great stories. There was so much laughter on Sunday because Thomasina is totally a comedian. So each time it's a little different depending on the artist. And in April, it's Charmin Michelle, who is an A-list singer, jazz singer in the cities. In fact, the Star Tribune says about her: taste and understatement, swing and savoir-faire, grace and grooves, intimacy and panache. Singer Charmin Michelle delivers all of the above and more. So, I mean,
if that's not a ringing endorsement, I don't know what is.
I don't know. She's also an educator, and this is a great opportunity to see her in a smaller setting. She usually plays bigger rooms, bigger houses, and theaters, and to see her in this wonderfully intimate setting with Dan Chouinard is awesome. And our opener is Northfield's very own Sam Dwyer, who is our sound guy, and he has done sound all over the area. But he is our sound person for all our 411 concerts, and he is the reason it sounds so good.
Yeah. All right.
He is so good. So that is April 13th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
All right. And now, so sooner than that is this Thursday, which is Culture Crew, which we've talked about during when we've been here monthly, which is, it's a collaboration between Northfield Library, Northfield History Center, and the Guild. We get together and try to come up with events, free events for people to come get people downtown and to just fill their lives up with fun.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Our next one coming up, and this is a first for us, is the Culture Crew Story Hour. And if you've listened to The Moth, it's a little bit like that, which is it's storytelling from the heart without notes, personal stories.
Okay.
And we have 7 storytellers. Our feature is Oliver Casillas, who's a tattoo artist in town. And we have Fico Insel. He is from Turkey. He works at the Guild. Marie Gary, who is one of our most treasured citizens in this town. Larry Tully, who's a playwright and singer and songwriter. Jackie Pavic, Wendy Manuel, and Avery Jacob Parker, who rounds it out by being our youngest person speaking. So I think that we have storytellers all the way from 88 down to 18. So really, really cool. And we're so excited about this. The Armory Square totally bought in to this and is hosting it at downstairs at the Armory, which is perfect because I kind of feel a little beatnik-y.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, right? That is the perfect space for it. Yes.
So at 6 o'clock, happy hour starts at the Tiki Lounge, and that will have.
Which if you've not been, you should definitely check it out.
I have been to the vibe. Tiki Lounge. I love it down there.
It's a great vibe.
Beatnik is the perfect word for it. I feel like I should have a beret and snapping my fingers.
And bring your beret, exactly. Yes. And so what's great about this is it's kind of a multi performance event because we're having over yonder, who's Martha Larson and Brian Johnson. She's a cellist and he's a guitar player, is playing for the first hour during happy hour, six to seven, and then the storytelling starts at 7.
All right.
And so this is something new. It's free. We would love if you would register, particularly after you get there. You don't have to beforehand. So that we have emails so we can let other people know if they want to be storytellers. And in fact, if you want to be a storyteller for our next one, because I think we're going to do them quarterly, email me at pauline@northfieldartsguild.org.
Are you looking for any specific criteria for storytellers?
Well, this time we had the theme Fresh Start. Mm-hmm. But kind of the overall arching goal of this is to hear stories from people that you don't usually hear stories from, perhaps.
Sure.
And to lift up marginalized communities.
Okay.
And to hear the voices of marginalized communities so that this thing that humans have a tendency to do, which is otherize, in quotes, people, when you hear stories about actual human beings and not just the other, it kind of takes that foreignness or that, and I don't mean that as opposed to foreign, you know, not the United States. I'm talking about the foreignness we feel about things we don't know about.
Right.
So it's hopefully it's a way to make us all more compassionate.
Yeah.
So
I would agree because not me personally, but Mrs. Moxie got to recently have an opportunity to go speak to a group of queer identifying people who have gone through some really hard times up in Minneapolis. And, you know, to hear about issues in a newspaper headline is one thing, but to meet someone and hear their personal story of the struggles that they've endured, it's completely different.
It opens your heart. Yeah, I really believe it does.
Mm-hmm. And it takes courage to stand up and tell a story like that, too.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the other side of it. So good on these people to get up there. It's nerve-wracking. You know, I'm an actress. It doesn't take much for me to get on stage, but to talk about myself, that's a whole nother thing.
Right. Yes. Yeah. To open up and be so vulnerable. So we really appreciate these storytellers who are willing to facilitate these events. That's amazing.
Exactly. So that's 6 o'clock this Thursday at the Armory. That's when we start. Storytelling starts at 7. So thanks for asking about what we're trying to do there. We also have Glass Menagerie coming up the beginning of April. And this is a pretty famous classic play. But if you don't know what it's about, it's a memory play that has strong autobiographical elements featuring characters based on its author's life. And that's Tennessee Williams, a very famous playwright. And it's being reimagined by Mark Robinson. This play is done, maybe overdone, you might say. But when Mark gets a hold of a play, he makes it into something unique and special. And so please come to that. That opens Friday, April 3rd and runs through the 12th. Check the guild for the specific dates. And then late this month, we have CVRO concert called English Garden. And that's they will be performing the music of Holtz, Handel, Coates, Elgar, and Purcell.
Say that five times fast.
You know, that wasn't that. When it comes to composers of classical music, that wasn't a bad list. And that is March 29th and 30th. On the 29th, it's here in town at Bethel at 3 o'clock. And Sunday, it's at St. Ansgar's Lutheran Church in Cannon Falls at 3 o'clock. Tickets are $15 at the door. And this is really exciting that this show, we have some special guests, which quite often with CVRO plays, they do not. Mm-hmm. And this time we have mezzo-soprano Disa Statz and organist Richard Coleman. And just, you know, if you want tickets, go online at northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8877. Or we'd love to have you stop by the shop and say hi and get some tickets. You get the English Garden one, you get at the door. But but for the Glass Menagerie, you'll need to get that. You'll need to have a ticket and also for the 411 concert next month.
I
think that's it. What do you think, Michael Dev?
There's a lot happening.
Yeah. there's always a lot happening. Yeah.
There is.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, thank you both so much for being here today. We always appreciate your monthly updates because, with such a robust schedule, it's nice to be able to hear a little bit more and dive a little deeper into those details of the events.
There's a lot of things going on also at at the building. Did I talk too long? Did I take the whole time?
No, you're no. good. We've got another good. Minute or two no, here. Okay. To add well, anything
we
else.
We just came off a high from the All School Art Show, so kudos to all the yes. kiddos, K through 12, and the educators who made that annual show happen. It's been over 4 decades in the making. The next show is actually our members' invitational, so we've got 4 fabulous artists, Nancy Yermakoff, Julian Shibata, Kathleen Cavern, and Gregory Wilkins.
Okay.
That show goes up next Tuesday, and the opening for that is next Friday.
All right.
And then also check out our website for so many ceramics classes. I know spring break is coming up. We've got a bunch of offerings there, and always stop by the shop. Today is open before the storm, noon to 5. We'd love to have you.
All right. Yeah, get out while you can, because tomorrow we're all going to be
pretty I know the just wanted to also do an update on the emerging artists. We had 14 artists selected that moved into our new space over at 411 Wider Street. So expect more on that incubator space coming up.
All right.
And I just want to say save the date for March 1st for to come down to the reunion to support the Guild.
May 1st. May,
what did I say? March. March is gone. March is coming on May 1st. Sorry. And there will be entertainment that will be Jennifer Grimm and her husband, Joe Cruz, who is just fabulous. We'll have some comedy. We'll introduce our season for next year. And that's May 1st at Reunion. It's our annual fundraiser
thank
for
you,
the Guild.
All right. Good stuff. Well, thank you both so much for joining
you,
us
Ryan.
This morning. And you hope you have a great rest of your day. And Michael, especially you, stay safe. Well, you too, Pauline, if
everybody
you do end up trying.
Stay
everybody,
safe.
Stay safe. It's going to be a wild day tomorrow. That is for sure.
Maybe
all
the
right.
last snowfall of the season.
Oh, yeah. I seriously. Hope. Yeah, here's hoping. All right. Well, that pretty much does it for Rich and myself